This is the Pundits Podcast, sponsored by BetBright.
So there's not a lot that really links Francesco Totti and John Terry in terms of style, but they both left the clubs of their legend this season. That follows on as well from Philipp Lahm leaving Bayern Munich, all three of them one club men. Seems like more and more the case that one club men are a thing of the past in football. Is that the truth? Is that the case?
Yeah, I think that there is, but I mean there are multiple reasons for that. The way that modern football is, the whole conditions are harder and harder to find these kind of one club men for reasons, whether it be ambition or what kind of level that they're playing at, or the kind of talent and just that impatience of modern life that kind of drives these things. But I think what it does show, I mean, to have three all in one season is quite an incredible thing. But these people are still important. It's still important for people to have symbols of clubs, whether they're big or small.
Everyone's a mercenary. That's basically what it comes down to in modern football, no?
No, it's very depressing, Grant.
But guys like Francesco Totti, I think, is, you know, the kind of prime example of something from yesteryear, and that someone who can stay at the club for such a long period of time and can have the athleticism to play that long in their career. I think what we see more and more, and the same for John Terry, guys who started very young and managed to have the athletic ability and stamina to still play at the top level at this stage of their careers. Whereas we see Wayne Rooney's such a good example right now, someone whose star shone so bright at the start and is completely burnt out. And that's what modern football and the demands of having to play so many games and being that iconic player has. These guys are the anomaly. They were an anomaly in any case, but they're going to be even more of an anomaly going forward. Even if someone turns up tomorrow at Roma and says, I'm the next Francesco Totti, I'm going to play for the rest of my career, I won't bet they won't get to 40 years old for those very reasons. Mm.
Is another factor that in the modern game, it seems to be everyone is itching in this race to the top. So maybe players who would have been one club players before get linked to Real Madrid and Barcelona, and it's almost like they're destined, they have to go to Real Madrid or Barcelona, or in England, Man City or Manchester United. Is that a factor as well? Is that this modern football phenomenon that everyone needs to be moving upwards all the time?
It's the globalisation as well, isn't it? I mean, I think if we go back to Totti, Roma was the only club he ever wanted to play for. I mean, Livingston was the only club I ever wanted to play for.
But did you ever succeed?
No. I'm just going to tell a story about one. It's the kind of sense of you have this kind of blinkered view on the world when you are a certain age. And the way that football has exploded now, the options are all over the place, whether it's going to play for Barcelona, Real Madrid, or moving to China, or moving to English football. Whereas if you go back 20 years, that wasn't necessarily the mentality to do that. So, and that's kind of, again, why I see these guys are of a bygone era, because you have so much option available to them, and it's so easy to do it. It's so easy to imagine yourself doing it, and it's so accessible.
I'm trying not to sound like your dad here, but is it also that players are not as loyal as they used to be? I mean, that seems to be a complaint of people who will bemoan modern football, but is that a fair argument?
Yeah, well, I mean, it is. I mean, but it feeds into that impatience that you've always got to be somewhere now and doing it straight away, not waiting out to see how a situation might develop. But that, while that might be true, that maybe players aren't as loyal, clubs aren't as loyal. What you're also seeing as well is fewer one-club men. You're seeing more clubs re-sign players that they already had on their books, and they're too impatient to try and let that process flourish naturally, or at the first sign that things might be getting a little bit tough. Both players are too willing to give up on a situation at a club, and clubs are too willing to give up in a situation with a player. And what you're starting to see is more, whether it's Pogba or whether it's Matic or David Luiz, now, well, these players all come through at those clubs, but it speaks to this impatience and this demand for success and the globalisation and increased options, and all these things in tandem produce what you're seeing in clubs. And not only does it make those symbols, the people that can stay, all the more impressive from a footballing point of view, but from a mentality point of view, to have the mental strength to stay in those situations and stay at the very top. That's not an easy thing to do.
Big clubs aren't producing players like that anymore either. I mean, that's ultimately what it comes down to. Who was the next player Chelsea developed after John Terry?
Well, that's it. They're still waiting, aren't they?
Exactly.
Really?
Well, they're all out and loan.
You know, they're all out and loan, and they've produced the machine that way. But no, it's absolutely right, and because it's convenient not to. It's almost cheaper for them, and they have the money and the means to do it the other way. They're not being forced to do it, so they don't.
Is it a flipping of the way youth academies are in football? It used to be that the big clubs would produce the best players. You know, you look at the Manchester United team of the late 90s. More recently, I suppose, Barcelona. But that doesn't really seem to happen now. It's the smaller clubs that produce the players, and then the big clubs just buy them up.
Or the big clubs will have them up to a stage and then release them into the wider world, whether that's by completely severing contracts, like Andy Robertson is maybe a good Scottish example, and then had to build himself back up. Or in Italian football, where you have the co-ownership of players, and first in Spanish football as well, Barcelona, like Gerard Deulofeu is again a prime example of someone who've not picked back up, but it's kind of perennially mentioned that they might take him back. Mark Rosas was always supposed to be one as well, remember that? But that's the way of the world, where big clubs will probably 90% of the time want to be able to have this idealistic view of moulding players to play the Barcelona way, the Man United way, but it never truly works out like that. So if you're able to have the skills to develop them from 9 to 15, 16, and then put them out into the wider world and bring them back, that's what you're more likely to see, rather than a kid who can just develop, hit the first team at 16, 17 and never look back. Marcus Rashford might be exception to the rule, but all these guys are going to be exceptions to the rule going forward.
That's quite sad, is it not, though? The number of players who get sold to other clubs and then get bought back, and they were good enough all along. I mean, I'm thinking of Barcelona, Denis Suarez leaving and getting bought back, Danny Carvajal as well, Real Madrid. I'm sure there are examples. Chelsea have surely done it. They get linked with Lukaku. That's quite...
Yeah, but the only way that cycle is going to break is either that you have a coach who is willing to trust those players and bring them through, or simply that supporters are going to be patient enough that even if it doesn't follow a period of success, that they can see and a plan is explained to them and that they're willing to buy into it. Those are the only two ways that it's going to happen, because otherwise, with demands that come from outside and inside the club, especially at the kind of elite European level that we're talking about here, that's the way of the world, and it doesn't show any sign of change anytime soon.
There have to be perfect factors for players, like you say. I mean, there's a good example in Scotland with Kieran Tierney at Celtic, where it was a team that were kind of not floundering so much, but were kind of hitting that spell where it wasn't going so great in the Europa League. You've got your only left back suddenly Kieran Tierney was this guy who... Your left back star is on the wane. There's not really any other options out there, and this kid just suddenly comes through, and it's like, well, we'll give him a chance. But it's almost like the kind of when do fans get behind clubs, when they put money into clubs, it's in times of crisis. Well, when do young players suddenly get opportunities to do things? It's in times of crisis. It's never so much at clubs that have out and out success or expect out and out success all the time.
Looking specifically at Francesco Totti, did he suffer for being a one-club player? You look at, I mean, he is regarded as a true legend of the sport, and yet you look at what he actually won. He won one Scudetto, a couple of Coppa Italias, I think. I mean, a player of his ability should have won far more. Should he have left, or would that would have affected his legend in the game, or...
Yeah, absolutely. He suffered in terms of trophies, but what he gained, I think, for Francesco Totti is more important than that. What he had is that he became the greatest player in his club's history, the kind of guy that is the Emperor of Rome. So, you know, sometimes that's worth more than trophies. I think he said either in the lead up to his last game or after his last game that one Scudetto with Roma was worth 10 at Juventus or Real Madrid. In a sport that is kind of losing that touch and sentiment gets brushed out the window in favour of money or just short-term fixes, I think that means more now. And I think if there were more people at Francesco Totti, it would be better.
I was honestly just about to say, I imagine if you ask Francesco Totti one Scudetto will be worth more than 10 La Ligas of Real Madrid. That must be buried at the back of my head that he actually said that. That's really freaky.
Maybe I'm just like really cynical and a product of modern football.
And yeah, so young.
I feel like he should have gone to Real Madrid, especially at that time as well, the first Galactico era. Could have played with Zidane and Figo and Ronaldo, the original Ronaldo.
Football tourism again here. That's just.
But look at Zidane. Zidane, you know, was already a legend at Juventus, then went to Real Madrid and became a legend there as well, and became one of the true greats of all time. You know, Totti could have done that.
But Can were never going to amount to anything, so he had to move on at some point.
It's one of those that only so many players. I mean, you know, Zidane is one of the all-time greats in football, so, you know, he's at a level above. Totti, although incredibly talented and one of my favourite players to watch, that was partly because of that loyalty and that affiliation with Roma. I'm not even convinced that as good as he was, that he could have reached that level as Zidane did, but he's revered in another way. I think maybe the best example of the two maybe be Paolo Maldini, who was both a world class and one of the greatest defenders ever, and was able to be a one club man.
Yeah, and was blessed with being able to win many, many trophies.
Indeed.
And fantastic hair.
Absolutely. The whole package. There's none you can do, but yeah, I mean, I'm not convinced the same is true of Totti.
We're talking about this as if Totti is definitely a one-club man. There's still a chance that he could do a Steven Gerrard and go and play for another club. He said he wanted a new challenge. He's not quite clarified what he means by that. A lot of people are taking that as he's going to go and play in America or, you know, the UAE where Prandelli is. Where does he go?
If I was Francesco Totti, if I was so blessed to be that man, I would do some completely, maybe it's just me, I would do some completely out of the ordinary, something that's going to make waves all around the world, and it's actually going to make a meaningful impact. He goes to MLS, goes to China, goes to UAE, right, it has impacts in those markets and brings a bit of an element of curiosity, but, you know, been there, done that. What Francesco Totti should do is sign for Motherwell.
What?
I just plucked a Scottish club out of thin air, but maybe it was
this. And because
it's the lateral thinking, I guess. I know this is nonsense.
I'm looking forward to this.
But yeah. Just imagine for one second, Francesco Totti just rocked up at Fir Park on Monday. And the circus that would go on around this great of the game coming to this provincial Scottish club, where there's the opportunity to make a real stop looking at me like that, where you can make a real transformation and just create this buzz around the game and around this one club and around the league, that it's a more of a meaningful impact than you have if you go to...
What are they going to pay him?
I mean, he doesn't need money. I'm sure he would come for the love of the game. But do you not imagine that situation where he comes to a club that it would never happen in a million years they would be able to get a player of that magnitude, whether he's 20, 30, 40 or 80. And just make that wave and be able to influence young players and be able to captivate, you know, the people, the kids in the local area to want to come and see this great of the game and actually have an impact. And it would just, the worldwide attention would be on Lanarkshire.
the whole time since you mentioned this, I've just been thinking of going to a press conference at Fir Park and Alan Burrows offering Totti an upper crust sandwich.
I mean, right, A, Keith Lasley would be raging because then he wouldn't be the most handsome guy in Motherwell. And secondly, Motherwell have already had a great number 10. That's James McFadden.
Oh, yeah,
James McFadden was the Motherwell number 10. He is the Totti of Motherwell.
I'm not saying it's going to happen. Don't go on Twitter right
really,
now.
Really, are you?
Don't deride me. Don't listen
STV
to
Grant
the,
says Totti to Motherwell.
Don't watch this clip and take the mic out of me. I'm just a romanticist. Imagine we had this situation where that was something that would happen. Just picture it. Just sit there and picture it right now. Just how incredible it would be.
I'm scared to ask. I was going to ask, what about John Terry? But is he going to Hamilton as well?
He would. Him and Darren McKinnon the same team. Incredible scenes would ensue.
Pundits is a new weekly football show coming to you on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and in podcast form too. Please like this video and subscribe to our page. It means a lot. See you again soon.